Hobbs, conducted by Isla Graham on November the 11th, 1994, at her home in the Fountain. The subject of this interview is an oral history report. Okay. We're just going to kind of talk into here. Okay, when were you born? I'm sorry. When were you born?
Where was I born?
Where and when? Uh-huh.
I was born in Cherokee County at Broomtown, Alabama.
Okay, and that was the year 1904?
1904. August 31st, 1904.
Okay, were you born in the hospital or at home?
At home.
At home? Is there any stories that they told you about that? Are there any stories that you can remember about that your mama might have said about things about you being born at home?
No, of course all of hers were born at home.
Okay. How old were your parents when you were born? Yeah, no? Do you have an approximate idea? Were they young or were they...
Well, let's see now. We cut that off and it was taken 70.
Okay, 70. Okay.
And mother was born in 1877. So, and I was born in
26, so they were pretty young. Not for the time, though, were they?
No, honey, she was older than that, I guess. So she was 22 when she married, and then she had three, you see, before I was born. I was the fourth one.
The fourth child?
And I was the fourth child.
Trying to get this, I can get this stuff. Okay. We'll figure that out. I'll figure that out for us. But your dad was born in 1870?
77. And she was in 77.
Okay.
And
I'll figure that out when we get home.
All right.
All right. And so you did have brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters?
I had five brothers.
You're the only little girl?
Well, of course I'm the only little girl. I was so mean they couldn't stand them.
Now, who's the eldest? Were you, what age range did they
have? Roscoe was the oldest, then Lindsay, and then Benny, and then Ethel. So I was the fourth child.
And you're the fourth? So you were the baby, huh?
Uh-huh. And I was the baby.
Girl. Oh,
I was
goodness.
The baby for 5 years. Before another one was born. So you can imagine how I was spoiled.
Yes, and quite shocked when this other one got here.
Yeah. So okay. Now, 22, let's see. Well, Doc was born. Lindsay was born in 1901. Doc was born in 98. And Lindsay was born in 1901, and Benny was born in 1903, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I was a baby for 5 years. And I don't remember much of my childhood, not too much, you know.
Uh-huh.
You don't realize, honey, how it was back then, out in the country. Mother and Daddy were farmers, of course. And you didn't have much time, I don't guess, with your children. Of course, now we had... Now, mother didn't want any children, but no mother ever loved her children better than mother did. Because she was the oldest child of 11. No, the oldest daughter.
Of
11 children.
So she felt and she pretty much already
she
raised
had
hers.
She had to wash diapers. And she said, now, I didn't mean to have any children. She said, I didn't know. says, I thought you had him if you wanted to.
Oh, no, bless her heart.
Now, that was pitiful. She married thinking she wouldn't have to have him cured.
That's terrible.
I don't know whether she told Daddy that.
Okay, what do you remember about the farm? Do you remember what it looked like when y'all were little?
Well, we had a good time. We laughed and we talked and we played and we didn't know we was poor folks.
You're only poor if you choose to be.
What?
You're only poor if you choose to be.
Well, we were.
You don't know you're good.
We were rich.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's...
Was the house big or small? What do you remember about the house? What did it look like? You said it was on a farm. Did it seem like a lot of land or a little bit of land?
I'm trying to think how much land, but honey, I don't know how much. But the house wasn't too big. It was, I think we had about 5 rooms.
How many of y'all shared the same bedroom?
Well, I slept in the room with Mother and Daddy for a long time, I know, but now as far as the boys on it, I just don't remember. I guess they all slept in the same room. I just don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I remember one incident with Mother telling me that she said that I was real bad to cry. I was used to cry, baby.
Turn those blue eyes on, wouldn't you?
So, anyway, she said she pinned me up. I don't know how she pinned me up on the back porch. But she was hanging out close or something, and I got my feet hung. And then she said that they didn't let me walk for about 6 months, try to walk. You know, because... Mm. The doctor said I had strained my ankles, I guess it was, or something. I got them hung under something, and I was just...
Trying to get loose.
I had that dooley temper.
I know that dooley temper.
Well, you know the dooley temper.
I know the dooley temper. My children share that.
Do they?
Oh, yes. Did y'all have animals?
What?
Did you have any animals?
Oh, yeah. I had horses and cows and dogs and cats at the barn. Daddy never let the cats come to the house. He said they belonged at the barn. And he always fed them milk out there.
Out at the barn?
Mm-hmm, at the barn.
Yeah. Okay, now, did you have like a special toy or blanket or anything that you remember when you were little?
What?
Did you have a special toy or blanket or anything that you remember when you were little? Anything that was just yours, you know, your little security thing.
I tell you one thing about me, it was real ugly, but I'll tell you about it. I got a beautiful doll. I don't know how old it was, but the children up on the hill that we played with, the Darty children that we played with, and the girl that was just younger than me, she was bad to break things, and I got this beautiful doll with this celluloid, is that what it is? Face or something. You
porcelain.
Know, it would break.
Porcelain.
Anyway, I saw her coming down the hill, and I said, now, Dale will break my doll, and I'm going to put it under the bed, and I broke it going under the bed. And I cried, and I cried, and I cried about that.
I can imagine.
Now I remember that, but I don't know how old it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived up on a little rise, and I could see her coming. I knew she was coming now. So we played together all the time.
Uh-huh.
And another thing, I remember when Roland was born, when your daddy or granddaddy was born. Of course, they sent me up to Miss Darty's down the hill. I guess Mother called her on the telephone after I left or before, I don't know. But anyway, Miss Darty went on down there, you know, and she told us kids to behave. Well, when she came back, She said, "You've got a little brother." And I said, "Where'd I get him?" She said, "Dr. Wheeler brought him." I said, "No, he didn't." I said, "I met Dr. Wheeler out there on the horse, and he just had this little satchel about that big." I said, "A baby wouldn't come in." She said, "Young lady, don't you dispute my word, I'll whip you." Because she made us mine, and Mother made her children mine. But I didn't know anything.
You didn't see a baby on that buggy, did you?
I knew that, doctor. You don't know of the little satchels that a doctor used to carry hanging on the horn of his saddle. You know what the horn of a saddle is. Well, he had this hanging, he's coming and judging. Well, I knew I was old in the past 5 years old, she said. And I knew that that baby would have smothered in that little satchel. But Miss Darty thought I knew something else. Because I disputed her word, so I like to go up with
him. That would have been good. What'd you think about him? What'd you think about
him? Well, I was crazy about him. But the only thing, I was jealous of my daddy, because daddy had carried me everywhere. He thought I was...
He hung the moon.
Yeah, he thought I hung the moon, and he carried me everywhere he went that I could possibly go. And then Mother needed me to see to the baby some, and I didn't like it because I couldn't go with my daddy.
You were daddy's girl, were you?
I was daddy's little girl.
Okay, so y'all's family was really, you were really close?
What?
Y'all were a close family?
Yeah, we were a close family. And now I was closer to my baby brother, to Liam, than I was to the other boys. Because Leon and I shared so much about Mother and Daddy, you see, having to take care of things.
And what kind of things did, what kind of special things did you and your dad or you and your mother do?
Well, we all went to church together. And I remember one time when, I don't know how old Lindsay was, but they was having a Christmas tree up at the church. We didn't live too far from the church. And he got some kind of a talk. And he was so proud of it, he wanted Mother to see it. So he got home. He went home as quick as he got his Christmas present, he went home. And he had it torn up by the time the rest of us got there. He was one that always took things apart and to see how they was made. So anyway, that is two things that I remember about that Christmas. Of course, Mother had wrapped the Christmas present and fixed it for him, you see. But of course, he didn't know that. We didn't know. We believed in Santa Claus, so Santa Claus had brought him that, and he wanted Mother to see it.
He was so excited.
And, of course, he was... She was pregnant with... I guess she pregnant. I guess.
Yes.
And then they didn't go out when he was pregnant.
At all?
They wore big Mother Hubbard dresses, and... And I guess they didn't go out much.
Stay at home.
Mother just said she didn't feel like going, and we thought nothing about it. Why, honey, you would be surprised what children didn't know back then.
What do you think? What are some of the major differences? What are some of the major differences between childhood today and childhood then?
Childhood then, we were happy. We were happy. And we wasn't always bagging. We didn't bag for anything when we went to the store, because we knew we couldn't have it, and we just didn't. And now children want everything they see.
That is true. Now, when y'all played, you went outside to play?
Oh, yeah, we went outside. And another thing I remember about, Mother would let me play for the boys when they had company. But wouldn't let me play with the boys.